You know this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Pleasure to have him on the show. He was the number two overall pick in the NFL draft, only behind Peyton Manning, Heisman Trophy candidate. Got a shot at the NFL, but now working on other things. Welcome to the program, former NFL quarterback Ryan Leaf. How are you, Ryan?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Oh, we're doing awesome. Welcome to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Happy to have you on the show.
Yeah. Thank you.
Let's get right to it. We know you have some important stuff you want to talk about.
Sure.
But let's talk about this big game that's coming up next week. Next week. Now, Ryan, did any of the games surprise you last weekend?
You know, I was a bit surprised by the Eagles Vikings game. I was actually speaking on Sunday to a group of freshmen, and I was only able to catch the first drive of that NFC Championship, and Minnesota went right down the field and scored. And I said, "Well, this is going to be pretty embarrassing, I think, for the Eagles." And I got home that night and I started watching it, but my brother texted me and said, "Can you believe that?" And I was like, and I looked at his text and it said 38-7, and I said, "You got to be kidding me!"
Right?
I mean, it surprised me just with that defense and what Nick Foles was able to do down the football field. I think that was what was most impressive: his ability to hang in that pocket, find his targets down the field, and those guys made huge plays for him.
Yeah, you're like, it was a great game until Minnesota's defense took the field. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And that Patriots game, come on.
I'm so over it.
Yeah.
Just so I'm done with that team.
I'll tell you what, man. You know why you're so over it? Because it's become the norm for what New England does, right? It's what Tom Brady does. And it doesn't matter. You know, Edelman can be out. Gronkowski can be out. You know, those guys work really hard on a daily basis and in the offseason with Tom. And in their own respect, and when the opportunity presented itself for Danny Amendola, what he's done the last 2 weeks has been career defining for him. This is what it's done, and he's very capable. And Tom brings the best out of everybody, and that's why he makes him such a great quarterback, a great leader, and probably one of the best quarterbacks to ever play this game.
Yeah, well, we're on with Ryan Leaf, of course, a football star in his own right. Do you miss it, Ryan?
I don't miss everything that comes with it. Of course, I miss, you know, the camaraderie and playing the game. You know, but I've got involved again with football. I mean, football's given me so much in my life. So, you know, I'm doing work with SiriusXM and Fox Sports, doing some analysis and color commentary and things like that. So I stay busy. I do a lot of things like this where I get to come on and talk football, which, you know, I think brightens my day. And
yeah.
We talk about how important it was to me, even though there was a part of time in my life where football gave me a lot of pain,
right?
Which I compounded with my behaviors and my actions. It's still something that brings communities and families and teammates and people together, and I'll always respect that.
Well, you know, one thing I think about is our son is a college baseball player at UNLV, and he's in his senior year. And he's had a great career. I mean, they won state here. He's won a national championship in junior college, went to the College World Series, and this is it for him. So I worry about that after baseball life.
Right.
You know, that always crosses. I'm like, how do you deal with that? You know, because someday it's going to end. And if you don't get drafted, it's like, how do you deal with the end of that
yeah.
that you've done your entire life?
Well, you know? The transition for athletes is very, very difficult, especially those that move on to a professional level because – you know, I shouldn't even say that. At any level, the idea that because of the institution of sports in this country and the pedestal that we're placed on, we believe that we'll never do anything as important again in our life. And that can be immediately very, very depressing. It was for me. And unless there's, you know, transitional help along the way there, it could be a tough time. And I think that there's a lot of programs out there, and I think that the more we speak out about the idea of your identity not being wrapped up in this sports thing.
Right.
When I talk to young adults around this country, my first thing out of my mouth, mostly to athletes, is just because you're a great athlete doesn't make you a good person.
Right.
If you can build that foundation first, good things are going to come.
Well, we're on with Ryan Leaf. Now, Ryan, you've overcome a lot of obstacles, addictions, and talking about that transition, you have something that's near and dear to your heart, the Transcend Recovery Community, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the foundation for me, right? It's built in service. I completely removed myself from the equation. Luckily for me, I have a platform like this where I can get invited on, and be on a radio show such as yours to reach people who may be struggling or be where I was at and have a solution. And Transcend Recovery is that. You know, it's the place of, that is defined by accountability and spirituality and community. And I think that if people live by those three ideals, I think there'd be a lot of different perspectives in this country right now.
Now, what did it finally take for you to get there, Ryan? What finally clicked and you say, I got to switch something in my life?
For me, you know, I had to be humbled in a way that hopefully many others don't. I had to end up in a prison cell. I had to, you know, take a real good look at my life and whether I felt worthy of living it. You know, I contemplated suicide. I mean, it's such a dark place, and that's where I had to get. And luckily for me, I had allies and people who supported me unconditionally, and I just had to, you know, remove my ego and realize what was truly important. And I'm sorry to say it took 40 years where a lot of people could figure that out before then, but I have 40 or 50 more years in my life where I can make a significant change. My name was not going to ever go away, and even though I wanted it to, I needed to find a way to use it in a positive way, and that was in being of service. And that's what Transcend does, and that's what I try to find and try to build my foundation around every single day now.
All right on. Well, it's TranscendRecoveryCommunity.com. We will put the link on our website at
497.com. And I just love your story. Thank you for sharing and overcoming the obstacles that you have in your life, because I know it can be very difficult.
An inspiration here.
You know,
I truly appreciate that. And what you guys do, allowing somebody like me on the show to actually reach somebody, I mean, I couldn't do this on my own. So you guys literally have a hand in saving people's lives, because people will reach out to me because of this, and we'll get the help needed. And that's important, and I think you guys should be committed to that, too. So thank you.
Well, before we let you go, Ryan, I mean, does it even bear asking who's going to win?
Well, I can tell you right now, I'm not going to bet against them.
You know?
it doesn't matter. I think New England 28, Philadelphia 27. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Maybe if they were playing the Giants, I would say okay, but it's not going to happen in my opinion with the greatest guy behind center there.
There you go, man. Well, you're welcome in the studio anytime. Ryan Leaf, thanks for taking the time this morning. We appreciate it,
so
man.
So cool.
You bet, guys. Have a great day.
You too.